Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Nobody does it better. Jason is here. Earlier in the day, you came through the studio and wished Dave Harrigan a happy birthday.
Well, right, because we have a banner up that says happy birthday. That's why I did that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I believe that banner was placed up there in October of last year.
I took that down. Now, I know you're a little persnickety about the studio.
I am. Including you.
Yeah, like I have a dry erase board that I use for Card to Sharks. I used to use it when I had first started here to try to...
It was kind of your new teleprompter.
Right. It's difficult for it was. Now I'm a little more comfortable, like I don't need it anymore. So we could get it out of here if you want. Go ahead.
I just like when people clean up after themselves.
Mm.
Unless it's wine.
Then it's fine.
Leave that just on my desk.
Why does it now? Like, I'm not someone that gets bothered by other people's stuff, but some people do. Yourself included, like why does this bother you?
I think it's a shared studio where everybody wants to, you know, host the show the way they want. And I just think there's a hint of, oh, it doesn't faze me. So I'll just leave my stuff right here.
Sure.
You know, yeah. I'll bring my desk in here. I'll put up my dopey map here.
Right.
I'll leave my headphones scattered everywhere. I mean, I'm not suggesting my little cubicle or that office of mine is
clean. Right. It should
really
be whatever
not.
You want. Right.
But that's my own.
But you get distracted by, like, you don't like if there's something like on the other side of the room.
I just think, I don't know if I get distracted. I just want people, like, when Adam and Jordan are on,
should we ask
they get to do whatever they want.
Right.
But then take your stuff out. I get to bring in whatever I want.
Well, what do you want in here? Why don't you bring something in?
You leave your jackets in there.
That's not true.
You leave your shoes in there.
That's false.
I mean, leave your Riesling in there. That's fine.
All right. I mean, all I have is my dry erase board, and I'm gonna have that out. But there is a banner that says happy birthday that the morning show put up for Vanita on Vanita's birthday. And then I took it down.
And it's back?
Yeah, it was put back up.
Are you kidding me?
And now I feel like I can't take it down. I took it down once.
Yeah, Dave, yes or no, Jason should take it down. I'm 1,000% take it down.
Now, I think the message has been sent and the message has been received. Yeah. Hands off our banner.
Right? Every day is a birthday with the morning show. They're like it's rainbows and sunshine crowd there.
Cupcakes,
you know?
Baby. Yeah, right? Every day is a good day for cupcakes.
Not their studio. It's all of our studios. Take that baby down or else in a couple weeks.
Should we
I know
put
somebody's
up like,
going to take it down.
What if we put up like some negative signs? You know, like the morning show on's happy birthday. Like from noon to six, like, you know, go after yourself is what we want on there.
Exactly. I don't just know. Leave that message out. Well, program director Stash, this is legitimately, and knock on this for Mike in front of me here, I used to deal with migraines a lot. They're awful. Anybody who has migraines, I am sorry. For whatever reason, I'm at a good stretch now. So there would be times where I would keep the lights off if I was dealing not with a complete migraine, because it's a complete migraine, I'm in the fetal position, but a bad headache.
Right.
And so then I learned to kind of like it with the lights off, and Schomper just thought it was the worst thing ever. I mean,
I don't mind like some nice low light.
What message are you sending? What message? What are you talking
about? It's the radio. Like,
it's
who
radio.
Cares? Right.
I don't know. So at some point in August, maybe at the fair again, we'll participate in the one and only, nobody else does it, Song of the Summer.
Yes.
Can we just declare the contest is over now with, what are we now, a month or so into Beyonce's song? Over.
Yeah. The Texas Hold'em song.
Yeah, the Texas Hold'em song. I know it came out in, right after the Super Bowl, but is that not a quintessential summer song?
It's a good summer song. Yeah, it's really good. I don't know what else is on her album, right?
Didn't they just release something else?
I saw like the artwork on it, like what the cover art. Everything like everything takes so long. Like music, I have to, you know, like we announce a concert date and that concert will be in 7 years. Get your tickets. Tickets go on sale Friday for the show at the X in 2028. It's like, it's ridiculous. And then, like, we get the Texas Hold'em song. And then, you know, then we get, like, you know, Gayle King's going to debut the album art. Like, who bought an who's buying albums?
Unless you're into vinyl. Harrigan, by the way, believes those folks who are buying vinyl. Pretentious. You want to explain, Dave?
Interesting.
Do I need to explain it? You've got all the convenience of music in 2024. Yeah. We've moved on even from, you know, any physical thing. You just, hey, Alexa, play this, or, you know, get your Spotify up.
Right.
No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over to the giant thing I have in the corner with this big old disc that's completely cumbersome. And it's because I like the crackle.
There are a couple of restaurants that have reel-to-reel audio players.
Yes. CCO, baby.
Yes.
If we ever have our restaurant, that's what we'll
have. That's how I learned radio. My very first high school broadcasting class, Kurt For Steinhauser sure. was my teacher. And one of our first assignments was taking reel-to-reel, and Mr. Steinhauser recorded him saying, "I will not pass this test." And you had to go splice out the word "not," tape it back together so it said, "I will pass this test," and then you'd pass.
That's great. I interned at CCO. If the twins were in town, I was over there. Mm. If not, it was, you know, part promotions, part gopher. We used to have all the twins' highlights on reel-to-reel.
Sure, yeah.
And I had to put, like, a little piece of paper and identify the highlight.
Yeah.
So if you hear a highlight from the 86-87 twin season, you're welcome.
You marked
it. It's from my little taping work, you know. So there you go.
That was my first paid job in radio at an AM radio station in Milwaukee, WEMP, where we were broadcasting indoor soccer.
Yes.
Because, you know, who's going to have the rights to indoor soccer? In 1995, it's going to be AM like 1250 or something, whatever.
That's great.
And I had to splice together like the highlights. I had to mark it with like the wax pencil thing and the just ridiculous.
Yes.
Now the kids have no appreciation today, Chad.
They don't. Well, we're probably going to have a game where I'm just going to lament that apparently my life is over, since I was reminded again, life expectancy for a guy is 74.8 years of age. I'm 58.8, basically. It's It's over for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's rough. It's been an okay run. Not a great run, but a decent run. That'll be on the docket tomorrow with just morbid music in the background. Uber and Lyft. What's going on with the Minneapolis City Council and a backpedal? We're going to finish with that with Jason. Then he's on for 3 hours. He'll take you home here on CCO.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do we have any backpedaling music? As it appears, that's what the city council in Minneapolis is doing. A topic we all have discussed extensively on the station and many people discuss. City council stepping in and setting up minimum pay requirements for rideshare drivers, Uber and Lyft. This is a debate which is taking place all across the country. In the state, you had the state looking at this also. You had a big report coming out from the state. You had Uber and Lyft wanting to meet with the city council. City council didn't meet with them. They didn't wait for the state report. And even though the mayor vetoed their minimum pay requirements, they overrode the video. And we thought it was, here we go. What's going to happen? Uber and Lyft, are they going to live up to the threat and leave by May 1st? But now, brought by Andrea Jenkins, the former city council president, today it appears that multiple council members, Jason, are open to listening and working with the staff at the Department of Labor and looking at how they can make this work with a bill that may pass with the state of Minnesota. Why? I mean, I'm glad. I think this is what they should have done all along. But why do you think they're doing this?
Well, I think we're still at a maybe phase, right? Like, oh, they're yeah. open yeah. to maybe. Yes. I think they made their point, right? And I think they will take this as saying, like, hey, we forced the urgency around this. Now, I think that they were just trying to stick it to the mayor by doing their own thing instead of, you know, waiting. In this way, they look like they're tough. They're like, oh, the mayor was, you know, kowtowing to the corporate interests. We're out there fighting for you.
Were they also sticking to the state?
I don't know what that was about. You know what I think that was about? Just stupid governance. Like, I don't know. To me, there's no logic there. Why you wouldn't wait? And now, today, it comes out
for the data. Well, look at the data.
They were acting like they had some sort of insight as to Minneapolis drivers, but now, by April 15th, they're going to get Minneapolis data from the state survey. So they didn't even have the Minneapolis data when they did this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you know, as always, there are other ways to get at progress and make sure these drivers are, you know, and I get it. Some people think they shouldn't have any minimum wage, that they're independent contractors and too bad. But I think it's pretty clear that you know, COVID sort of changed what these companies do. And a lot of these drivers are the equivalent of a full-time employee. So, you know, I think most Minnesotans think they should be subject to some sort of, you know, minimum wage.
I would say this. If they look at the data, study this, and work with the state, I'll give them credit. But you could have done this right from the get-go without making your
maybe, like you a little that. Credit. Like, I wouldn't give them much.
Not much. I agree. We'll call it the Adam Carter credit. That's not much.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the show coming up in Canopy.
Great.
0 to 10. How do you feel about this show coming up?
My show today?
Yeah, coming up.
7.
7. Okay. Why is it a 7? We'll find out in moments with the Canopy spot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.